Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 84 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Cody Robinson.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
Kentucky's top education official says there is a critical shortage of teachers.
The recently signed pension relief bill has officials questioning its legality.
Prescription drug pricing reform is being considered by a U.S. Senate committee.
An 11-year-old boy is being treated for burn injuries due to the hot water challenge.
In sports, the Reds are back home this evening to begin a three-game series with the Rockies.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight mostly clear with a low around 62. Saturday mostly sunny with a high near 86. Saturday night mostly clear with a low around 64. Sunday sunny with a high near 87. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 66. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 87. Monday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m., partly cloudy with low around 68.
There are over 5,000 open teaching positions in Kentucky, and the state's top education official says that's a problem. The issue has been a problem within Kentucky's education system for years, but now officials are calling the shortage critical. State Education Commissioner Dr. Wayne Lewis tells WKYT action needs to be taken soon.
Unfortunately, we are facing pretty significant shortages. The reason it's so serious is not just the numbers, right? But if I think about this from a parent perspective, right, how serious would it be for me if it were my kid that didn't have a qualified, certified, well-prepared teacher in her classroom?
Lewis says shortages are across the board, but are heavy in the areas of special education, languages, and career development. The state is examining using programs like Teach for America, working with universities to find alternative certification routes, and hiring based on real work experience.
A Kentucky jury awarded $500,000 to a former Labor Cabinet employee who said he was fired for reporting problems with an apprenticeship program promoted by Governor Matt Bevin. The Courier-Journal reports Michael Donta was awarded $133,500 for lost wages Thursday, plus $366,500 in punitive damages. Donta's lawsuit says he was fired for reporting that Bevin's nursing apprenticeship program wasn't properly approved by federal labor officials. It's unclear if his claim is true, as the defense rejected it and the program appears on the Labor Department's Apprenticeship Finder website. Donta's termination letter says he was dismissed without cause. The jury rejected Donta's claim that he was also fired for reporting alleged sexual harassment by former director of the program, Winston Bennett. The Labor Cabinet says they're planning to appeal.
The pension relief bill was signed into law on Wednesday, but officials aren't sure of the law's legality. WMKY's Lucia Hinnenberg reports.
Several possible legal issues were introduced after the signing of House Bill 1. Criticisms included the language of the bill, which officials say violates the inviolable contract, and the number of votes needed to pass. Some Democrats say because the bill was a spending bill in an odd-numbered year, it needed 8 additional votes to pass. Attorney General Andy Beshear also tells LEX 18 the call for the special session was too specific. He says the governor is not allowed to name the exact terms that a legislature must adopt. Governor Bevin says he is sure the bill is legal and there is no base for action. For WMKY News, I'm Lucia Henneberg.
Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear met yesterday with former employees of the recently bankrupt Black Jewel Mining Company. Attorneys for the miners have filed a class action lawsuit in federal court after having paychecks bounce, as well as 401k and child support withdrawals being unaccounted for. Andy Beshear spoke with WYMT.
The reason we did the meeting the way we did today is so that everybody could be candid. These are really proud, hardworking people that are going through real hardships, and I wanted to make sure I could hear their specific concerns and where we could address them, do everything we can.
Beshear says he's working to get the missing money back to the miners and his hiring investigators regarding those issues.
Prescription drug pricing reform is being considered by a U.S. Senate committee. AARP is advocating reducing prices by adding an out-of-pocket maximum for Medicare recipients and penalizing drug companies for prices that rise faster than inflation. Virgil Reed is a volunteer policy advocate for AARP. He says for many residents, price reduction can't come soon enough.
We hear firsthand from our members who are struggling to afford needed medications. They take on an average of 4 to 5 prescriptions a month and feel that the drug industry is taking advantage of them. Prices are simply out of control.
The U.S. House is expected to take action on similar reforms after its August recess.
Appalachian miners protested at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday to ask Congress to raise coal taxes. Patty Ambergy is one of the many proponents of the tax. She tells WYMT miners need more financial support, especially to combat black lung disease, which many miners suffer from, including Ambergy's late husband.
It's important to every miner that is walking through these halls. We need some action.
25,000 miners and their families depend on the Black Lung Disability Fund, but the fund is billions in debt. The group met with Senator Mitch McConnell to discuss the necessity of a tax to support the fund. Neither McConnell nor Senator Rand Paul made specific comments on the matter.
The city of Ashland has approved a bid by Rumpke Waste and Recycling to survey households for curbside recycling. The move was over a year in the making. Commissioner Matter Perkins tells WSAZ Ashland borrowed some ideas from the new recycling plan.
We had a lot of citizens express interest to me when I ran for office that they'd like to see curbside recycling brought to our city. I looked statewide and found Paducah, Kentucky actually had something in place affordable to the citizens, and I presented that to the board.
Rumpke will now start advertising the service. If at least 850 households show interest, they will begin pickup. If not, Ashland will pick up the difference.
Officials in Mason County have announced a company that specializes in fabric sensory technology will be opening a manufacturing plant there. Owen McNeil is the executive director of the Maysville-Mason County Industrial Authority. He says Patient Tech has 4 divisions that span the medical and consumer fields.
The facility in Maysville will focus on their premium smart bed manufacturing operations. They'll commence hiring to 100 Kentuckians here in Maysville for some good, high-quality, self-sustaining jobs here in our Maysville market.
The facility is expected to create around 100 jobs. McNeil says Mason County and the city of Maysville will be hosting a welcoming party for company executives in September.
The hot weather paired with rain has created perfect conditions for mosquitoes. According to doctors, mosquitoes tend to swarm around areas like bird baths and flower pots. Dr. Thomas Rushton is an infectious disease specialist at St. Mary's Medical Center. He tells WSAZ there are serious illnesses that come from mosquito bites.
We know that West Nile is pretty much endemic. It's in the state of West Virginia, as is La Crosse, as is probably St. Louis. We have a tree hole mosquito that can transmit all those.
Rushton says residents who plan on being outdoors in a heavily wooded area wear insect repellent and wear long clothing.
An 11-year-old Clay County boy is in the Cincinnati Burn Center after suffering severe burns from the Hot Water Challenge. Billy Oliver suffered second and third degree burns from the challenge, but doctors do not believe he will need skin grafts. Oliver told WYMT he was sleeping at a friend's house when he woke up to scalding water being thrown on him.
If it was a 0 to 10, I'll bet it was a 10. So you had to take some boiling hot water at 212 degrees and throw it on someone, or you had to drink it.
Billy's mother, Patricia Oliver, hopes to educate others about the dangers of the challenge. She says parents need to talk to their kids about the things they find on the internet.
2 people are dead and a 3rd injured in Frankfort after a murder-suicide occurred on Wednesday. Authorities are investigating after 51-year-old Larry Holland and 54-year-old Donna Holland were found with similar gunshot wounds after their 18-year-old daughter ran to a neighbor's house. Police said they believe Larry Holland shot his wife before turning the gun on himself. Kentucky State Police continue to investigate the crime and ask anyone with information to call authorities.
The Boyd County Grand Jury indicted 12 individuals last week on charges of drug trafficking. WMKY's Leanne Akers has the story.
Authorities say they discovered a major drug ring operating in the Ashland, Greenup, and Ironton, Ohio communities. Michael Rice, Jason Collins, Alma Omo, Courtney Parsons, Alicia Literal, Danny Hall, Ryan DeBoard, Amanda Burns, Keith Porter, Ashley Kelly Blevins, Johnny Rice, and Mary Pennington were all listed in the indictment. All 12 of the individuals are facing charges related to possession, trafficking, and conspiracy to traffic in controlled substances. Some individuals were linked to methamphetamine, while others face heroin-related charges. According to the Daily Independent, police have obtained warrants for the arrests of Porter, Kelly Blevins, Rice, and Pennington. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.
And taking a look at sports this afternoon, the Cincinnati Reds are back at home this evening to begin a three-game series with the Rockies. Cincy had yesterday off after going 2-for-3 in their series against the Brewers. Outfielder Nick Senzel left Wednesday's game in the first inning due to issues with vertigo. Manager David Bell tells Fox Sports Ohio he's not sure about today's game, but adds Senzel is taking medication and is reportedly feeling better than he was 2 days ago.
He just wasn't feeling well, so, that was the first we knew of it when he got to first base. He wasn't feeling well during his at bat, and then after running to first, he just couldn't stay in there.
First pitch against the Rockies is set for 6:40 at Great American Ballpark. We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated. Featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your financial markets report for WMKY. At midday, stocks were up after strong earnings from big tech companies such as Alphabet and Intel, while the U.S. economy grew at a better-than-expected clip in the second quarter. At midday, the Dow Industrials was up 22.31 at 27,163.29. The S&P 500 was up 18.37 at 3,022.05. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 79.38 at 83.17.92. The major indices briefly pared their gains after National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow said that he would not expect a grand deal to come out of next week's U.S.-China trade talks. And for the week, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ are headed for solid gains. The two indices are up 1.6% and 2.2% respectively. The Dow much weaker, up only 0.1% for the week. Google parent Alphabet reported better than expected earnings and announced a massive $25 billion share repurchase program. The results and the buyback sent the stock up over 10%. Twitter shares gained more than 8% on the back of second quarter results that topped estimates. The social media company also reported a 14% rise in monetizable daily active users. Consumer stocks such as Starbucks and McDonald's also contributed to gains. Starbucks was up 7% after reporting same-store sales growth for the previous quarter that crushed estimates. McDonald's climbed about 0.5% after they reported that promotions led to better-than-expected U.S. same-store sales. And with more than 40% of S&P 500 companies having reported quarterly earnings, 76.4 of these have posted a stronger than forecast profit, according to FactSet. And in economic news, the U.S. economy expanded by 2.1% in the second quarter, according to the Commerce Department. And this was better than the expected growth of 1.8%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Marathon Petroleum up 47 cents at $56.97, CSX down 30 cents at $69.20, PPL Energy up 28 cents at $30.46, Community Trust Bank up 41 cents at $42.07, and Dollar General is up 37 cents at $138.06. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Keneally Roberts.
And I'm Cody Robinson. Now back to All Things Considered.